Hello to everyone in Ballywillan. For those of you who don't know, my name is Richard. For the last 20-odd years, I've been minister round in Port Stewart and Burnside Congregation. And I want to thank Stephen, your minister today, for this wonderful privilege of being able to share God's word with you. One of the great strengths we have as Presbyterians is that we're not just working away in congregations on our own, but we're part of a bigger family, and we value the relationships that we have with one another in this area. So today we're going to turn to Psalm 84. It's a wonderful psalm about dwelling in God's presence and knowing his blessing. So let's pray that God would speak to us today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity to study it together. And we pray, Lord, that we would know the blessing of dwelling in your presence. Speak to us through your Holy Spirit now, we ask, as we open up your word. For we seek you and we seek your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's read from Psalm 84 together. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favour on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Amen. There's an old joke that's often told where the wife is getting ready for church and she shouts upstairs to her husband, are you ready for church yet? And he pauses and then he shouts back down the stairs to her, I don't think I'm going to go to church today. I don't really like the people that are there. I don't like the hymns that they sing. It's always too cold. It's not a fun place to be. I think I'm just going to have a lie-in today and I'm going to skip church. And the wife listens to all this and then she shouts back up to him, you do realize you're the minister and they're waiting on you preaching today? And then, of course, he has to go. It's an old joke, but perhaps it sums up a lot of us and our attitude to what church was like before. If someone had asked us, well, are you going to church tomorrow? We might have thought to ourselves, well, I'll go if there's nothing better to do. But I think the one thing about lockdown is we've realized what we miss about church. Because yes, we can have this online experience. We can tune in to people who are preaching from God's word. We can have a worship experience week by week. But it isn't the same as being in a building with other believers. Now, of course, don't get me wrong today. I'm not saying that the building is the church. I know that we, the people, are the church and we meet together in a building. But I want us to look for a moment or two at Psalm 84, because in Psalm 84, the psalmist is talking about being in God's dwelling place. And he's talking about how lovely it is to be in God's dwelling place. And I think that is what we miss during this whole lockdown experience. The idea of meeting with other believers and being together in God's presence. And the psalmist here in Psalm 84 looks at what it means to be in God's presence, looks at what it means to be dwelling with God. And he looks at it from a couple of different perspectives, not just here and now, every day in our lives, what it's like here on earth, but he's also looking ahead to what it might be like in eternity to be in God's presence. So let's look together at Psalm 84 and see what it's like, and see this longing that we now have to be in a church building with other believers and to be able to worship God, so that whenever it's safe to do so, we come with a renewed enthusiasm, and we come with a desire to be with God's people, but most of all to be with the Lord God Almighty as well. So we start off Psalm 84 with a longing for God. The psalmist has a longing for God, and that desire needs to be satisfied by being in God's presence. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty? My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. He longs to be in God's presence, and it's almost to the point of fainting that he just wants to be with God, and he wants to be in his presence. And that's the important thing that we need to realize during this lockdown. We can be in God's presence wherever we happen to be. We don't have to be in a building. It's much easier whenever we're in a building with other believers, but we can be in his presence. But when was the last time that we nearly fainted because we had this strong desire to meet with God and to know him? And that's what the psalmist is talking to us about, a yearning that's deep in our souls, a yearning that is hard to satisfy, that only Jesus Christ can satisfy for us. He goes on to say in verse 2, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. It's not just that he says, oh yeah, I'd like to go whenever the church is open and worship God. He's saying, I want to know God right now. I'm crying out. My heart, my flesh, my whole being is crying out to know God and to be in his presence. And that's what we need. That it's not the building they're coming into, but it's God's presence that we long for more and more. The psalmist then goes on to consider the birds, and he's really quite jealous of the relationship that the birds have with God, because he realizes that they're in God's presence, that they don't have anything, as it were, to distract them from God. They don't have sin in their lives to take them away from God. And so he says in verse 3, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young, a place of safety, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. And that's what we need to do in our lives. We need to get rid of all the distractions and all the things that would pull us away from God, and find a place of safety near the Lord's altar and dwell in his presence every single day. That making sure that there's nothing that keeps us away from him, that there's nothing would tear us away from being in his presence, that we wouldn't have other things in our lives that would take over from him, that we make Jesus Christ the priority and living in his presence a priority. He goes on in verse 4 to say, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. If we can dwell in God's presence, if we can keep praising him, whatever we're doing or wherever we're going, then we will know true blessing. And that means that each day of our lives, whatever we're doing, we give thanks to God. It means that each day of our lives, wherever we happen to go, we go with Jesus Christ and we give thanks for what Jesus teaches us and for what Jesus gives us. That we don't head off anywhere on our own without Jesus, but we make sure that we're with him every step of the way. So here, the psalmist begins the psalm with a longing for God. He's yearning, he's desiring, he's fainting. He wants to be like the birds who have no other distractions and are in God's presence. So the psalmist then sets off on a pilgrimage. From verse 5 onwards, he's traveling to God. He's talking about this whole journey that he's in, that it's not just a matter of being in God's presence, but there's actually a process to go through of traveling to God, of knowing God, of getting to know him better. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage, the psalmist says. So we have this desire to know God, and so we set off on a journey. We make it our life's journey to get to know him better. And a pilgrimage isn't something that's easy. A pilgrimage isn't a holiday. It's not that we're being tourists, because a tourist just goes to a place, looks at it quickly, sees all the high points, and then moves on to the next place. But a pilgrim takes time. It's difficult. Everything isn't laid on for the pilgrim. The pilgrim struggles at times to get to where they're going. The pilgrim learns a lot along the way. The pilgrim meets people along the way and spends time with those people. And so if we're going to travel to God, if we've got that longing to know him, and then we're going to set off on this journey with him, then we're to be pilgrims, not tourists. We're to find our fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Psalmist tells us that they pass through the valley of Baca and they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. This valley of Baca was a place of bitterness. It was a place where there was suffering. And so you would go through the valley, and the pilgrim journeying towards God goes through those times of barrenness and bitterness and sorrow and suffering. But they come out the other side with God by their side, trusting in him and relying upon him. And perhaps at the moment, with all that's going on in the world around us, we are going through a valley of bitterness and sorrow and suffering. Maybe there's something in your life at this moment that's even nothing to do with what's going on in the world with coronavirus, but you personally are going through a valley of Baca. But if you long for God, if you travel with God, then it will be made a place of springs. There will be life in that valley. There will be hope in that valley as you travel towards God and meet with him, finding blessing there. They go from strength to strength, the psalmist says, till each appears before God in Zion. This is the promise that we're traveling and we go from strength to strength in the traveling. Yes, there will be the valleys. Yes, there will be the difficulties. Yes, there is the suffering. But all of that strengthens us and draws us closer to God as we travel towards him. Hear my prayer in verse 8. O Lord God Almighty, listen to me, O God of Jacob. This is how we get through the valley. We call out to God and we ask him to hear us. This is how we go from strength to strength, by turning to God in prayer and knowing that he's listening and answering us. And so we travel towards God and we ask God in verse 9 to look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. We seek God's blessing. We say to him, Lord, I'm seeking you. I'm traveling towards you. I'm doing all that I can to know you. But I know that can never be enough. I need you to reveal yourself. I need you to hear my prayer. I need you to look with favor upon me. And whenever you do that, Lord, then I will be truly blessed. So we have this longing for God. We have this traveling towards God. And then towards the end of the psalm, we come into the presence of God. This is what our whole desire has been. This is what our whole hope is, that we come into God's presence, that we dwell in his holy place, that we simply relax with him around us and we worship him and we honor him. The psalmist is able to say, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. He's arrived. He's reached the place where God is, and he says, oh, this is so good. Just to be in God's presence is better than anywhere else. I'd swap all the days of my life for just one day because this is so good. You've maybe seen those little stickers that people have up in their cars or maybe in their kitchens. And it says something along the lines of a bad day golfing is better than a good day anywhere else. And the psalmist here is saying, a good day in God's presence, one day in God's presence, I'd swap it for 1,000 days elsewhere. You know, also those little plaques that people hang up on their doors and they'd say, I'd rather be at the beach. The psalmist here says, I'd rather be in God's presence. That's where I want to be. That's where I find my fulfillment. That's where I find my hope. That out of the choice of anywhere else in the world, I'd rather be in God's presence. I'd rather be a doorkeeper, the psalmist goes on to say, in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. The doorkeeper, the very last person to get in somewhere. They stand at the door and they open and they close it for everyone else to come in. If there's room at the end, they can close the door behind them and they can slip in at the back. And the psalmist says, I'd rather do that than be in the tents of the wicked, than to be anywhere else. I don't care about having a privileged place at the front. I don't care about having a good view. Even if I can just slip into God's presence, that is how good it is. That is how great it is. It would be like being at a concert and being the litter picker, but you could still hear the music. You'd be glad to do it just to have the privilege of being there. A doorkeeper in God's presence. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. Even the least in the kingdom of heaven receives blessing beyond anything that we can ever imagine. And so as we have this longing for God and this traveling towards God, then we enjoy his presence. In verse 11, no good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. What a blessing. What a wonderful position to be in. Oh Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Are you trusting in God today? Do you have that desire in your heart, longing for him? Are you traveling towards him today? Well, now is the time to be in his presence, to trust in him. To know the blessing of sins forgiven, to know the blessing of new life in Jesus Christ, to know an old life taken away and a new life given, a righteousness that isn't our own but comes from Jesus Christ. To be in God's presence is what we have today. That is the privilege, that is the blessing. And so we come to him and we seek him.